Argued that the defendant had to intend to apply unlawful force, as in he had to intend that the force he was applying to be unlawful. That's not a correct statement of the law pursuant to Dorn at 887 Northwest 2nd 826. The state need not show that the defendant meant to or knew that she would violate the law. That is what Mr. Nelson argued before the jury. And so we're requesting the court give a curative instruction to the jury as follows: that it is not necessary for the state to prove that the defendant intended to act unlawfully, only that the defendant intentionally applied force to another, that this application of force was unlawful, and that this application of force resulted in bodily harm. I believe that's a correct statement of the law.
Which is contrary to what the court instructed in the first set of instructions.
Your Honor, I believe the court's instruction was that the intentional infliction of bodily harm requires the proof that the defendant intentionally applied unlawful force to another person without that person's consent, and that this act resulted in bodily harm. You did not instruct that the defendant need to intend that his force be unlawful, merely that he intended to apply the force, which was unlawful.
I deny the request for curative instructions. I will reread, before the beginning of rebuttal, statements of judge and attorneys, which starts at the bottom of page 2 and goes on to page 3, which specifically states that if an attorney's argument contains any statement of the law that differs from the law, I give you disregard the attorney's statement. I'll reread that, turn over to Mr. Blackwell, who I assume will answer this exact question, or this exact issue in his rebuttal.
Would you ask the court's guidance on another issue, and that is, Mr. Nelson argued, quote, Mr. Chauvin thought that he was following his training. There's no, there's no testimony from Mr. Chauvin, and he didn't argue that they could infer that. He argued that they thought that. Placing that in context puts us in a difficult position in that we can't comment on his failure to testify, but that statement is directly at odds with the evidence in the record.
Mr. Nelson, any response?
Read the quote, Steve.
So Mr. Chauvin thought he was following his training.
What was the context that he said that? And?
Well, it was in your use of force discussion. When you're talking about a reasonable officer following his training, you indicated that Mr. Chauvin thought he was following his training.
I don't recall saying it, Your Honor.
Even if you did, it was drowned out by a reasonable officer. I think it's a reasonable inference to draw from the evidence that exists. Even his statement to Mr. McMillan essentially was indirectly saying he was following his training. It's a reasonable inference for counsel to argue from the evidence. And to respond to that specifically, would in fact be commenting on his strength to remain silent.
So I can pay the note I'm over there.
But as far as the other issues, you can talk about re-quoting what the elements are on assault in the third degree, and also anything else that you think was a misstatement of law. I will read them the statements of judges and attorneys if you wish. And actually, before I do that, do you want me to read that? Reread that, or should I?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I don't want to force it on you, but that would be my, just to remind them that any statement of the law that differs from mine should be disregarded.
And I would also ask that you reread the instruction on causation, because I believe that what Mr. Nelson argued was that the state is required to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the other issues that he spoke about had no effect, right, had no causal connection. And that is not the law.
I'm not going to single out that instruction and re-instruct on that. I'm just going to read in the general one that if it differs, then I'm sure Mr. Blackwell is going to point out in great detail how Mr. Nelson misstated that.
Yes, sir.
All right. bring Jerry back.
So the prosecution are raising a point of law, but we're watching the final status of the prosecution and the defence in the case of Derek Chauvin, presenting their final arguments, most recently hearing from the defence attorney, Eric Nelson, who put it to the jury that other complicating factors, as he put it, had led to the death of George Floyd. Intoxication, he suggested, the use of fentanyl, methamphetamine, general poor health, too, hypertension, heart disease, even raising once again that issue of carbon monoxide. But earlier, the prosecution case outlining, reminding the jury that Derek Chauvin had had his knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, 29 seconds, even after he had gone limp, suggesting that the pride and ego of Derek Chauvin in front of a growing crowd of bystanders, some of whom we've heard of course, had prompted him to continue to apply that pressure. Key questions then for the jury to consider when they finally go to make their decisions: what's force justified and what caused George Floyd's death? Let's listen back.
Members of the jury, before Mr. Blackwell begins, I'm going to reread one of the instructions. And that is specifically that attorneys are officers of the court and it is their duty to make objections they think proper and to argue their client's cause. However, the arguments or other remarks of an attorney are not evidence. If the attorneys or I have made or should make any statement as to what the evidence is that differs from your recollection of the evidence, you should disregard that statement and rely solely on your own memory. If an attorney's argument contains any statement of the law that differs from the law I give you, disregard the attorney's statement. Mr. Blackwell.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Last lawyer, I think, talking to you, the closings will be me, and I won't be too long. I'm going to start talking to you about what I call the 46th witness. You actually have heard from 45 witnesses on the stand, but there is a 46th witness. And this witness was testifying to you before you got here to the courtroom. They testified over everybody else's testimony on the stand. It's the only witness that will be talking to you when you're back in deliberation. And that witness, ladies and gentlemen, is common sense. Common sense. We'll continue talking with you all the while, because while you've heard hours and hours and hours of discussions here in the closing, ultimately it really isn't that complicated in what it is you have to decide with respect to the excessive use of force and the issue of causation. The fact that it's so simple that a child could understand it. In fact, a child did understand it when the 9-year-old girl said, "Get off of him." That's how simple it was. Get off of him. Common sense. Why is it necessary to continue applying deadly restraint to a man who is defenseless, who is handcuffed, who is not resisting, who is not breathing, who doesn't have a pulse? And to go on and do that for another 3+ minutes before the ambulance shows up, and then to continue doing it. How is that a reasonable exercise in the use of force? You can believe your eyes, ladies and gentlemen. It was what you thought it was. It was what you saw. It was homicide. Now, Mr. Nelson spent quite a bit of time saying to you, perform an honest assessment. Look at all the evidence. Consider all of it. Reasonable officer. Reasonable officer is not magic words that you simply apply to Mr. Chauvin, and then he becomes a reasonable officer because you applied those words. Reasonable is as reasonable does. And here what you saw wasn't reasonable, and you didn't get the whole truth. Notice how when you had the discussion about reasonable officer, Mr. Chauvin, the whole narrative cut off before we got to the point that Mr. Floyd was not moving, that he was not conscious, that he didn't have a pulse, and that Mr. Chauvin was still on top of him even when the EMTs showed up, and he still didn't get off. How is that what a reasonable officer does? And then if you look at the totality of the circumstances, which you heard so much about, why does that tell you exactly where he was coming from? If we're talking about reasonable officer. Now, you heard any number of other things that, in looking at the totality of circumstances and trying to do an honest assessment, You didn't get the whole story either. You got bits and pieces and parts. And I call it a story, ladies and gentlemen, because it's either completely not true or the facts have been altered in order to make a point to you, which also makes it a story. What you're going to reach when you all deliberate is a verdict. Verdict is a Latin word that means the truth. You're not going to reach a story of what all of a sudden done. You're beginning at the truth. Why are we engaged in telling stories? When we've heard evidence, facts from the stand. Why is that? But you just heard a number of them. I'll give you a few examples of the stories. You were just talked to about how safe the prone position is. And you've heard this in the trial. The prone position is safe. Here are the Canadian studies. After everything you've heard, you already know now that not a single one of those studies ever examined anybody who had a knee on the neck. You know that. You also know that about these so-called prone studies, none of them actually measured what was the oxygen reserve. That is, how is the oxygen actually being affected by putting somebody in the prone position and any amount of weight on them? They never even measured it. You know that too, although that wasn't brought up. And you've been told about the studies to show that the prone position is safe. You heard again about excited delirium. There was not a single witness who sat in that chair and gave you testimony under oath who told you that they felt that Mr. George Floyd suffered by excited delirium. Not one. One of the criteria for excited delirium is the person's impervious to pain. They don't feel pain. They're not people saying, my neck hurts, my knee hurts, everything hurts. They're not grimacing because the wrist hurt for excited delirium. That's a fact. If that's a fact, what are we talking about? Why isn't that said? You're going to be hearing about excited delirium. Then we turn to Dr. Baker. For example, when there's a discussion of homicide, if you were told that Dr. Baker said homicide means killed at the hands of another. Means at the hands of another is what homicide means. At the hands of another. And he was pretty clear in discussing the cause of death. He said it was cardiopulmonary arrest, complicated law enforcement, subdual, restraint, and neck compression.
You need to come with us, and you will...
He sounds like a conversation. I'm willing to have that conversation.
You will talk to doctor...
They didn't come here like you told me. No, you said someone was coming here. No, you're changing now.
They
said someone was coming here.
You need to come with us.
Yes.
No, you said someone was coming to see me here. I'm happy to talk to someone here.
And they are here.
Well, to talk to me then.
We need to go. To
no, I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, you need.
No.
Yes, you
have to go.
No, no, no. No, I will call my embassy right now. I was told that someone would be coming here to talk to me. No, they come now.
We are not.
He told me someone was coming here.
We are emergency.
So he told me someone was coming here.
We are not psychiatrists.
He told me. Well, it's not my fault.
We are not a psychiatrist.
I'm sorry. But get the psychiatrist. I've done nothing wrong. He told me that someone was coming here.
You can talk to someone private.
Well, fine. Send the
not
people.
Not with emergency. Talk to emergency.
No. Well, that's what he told me. That's what he told me. Sorry. He told me someone would be coming here to talk to me. I'm happy to do that.
You have two choices.
No. You've already proven you don't tell the truth. You told me someone was coming here to talk to me. You lied. Now go away.
Okay. And you can...
No.
We can
come. No and no. No again. You've already lied.
Okay.
You've had your one chance. Over.
So, handcuffs.
Over.
Okay. Handcuffs it is.
Where do you come from?
England.
England.
I'm sorry, but he told me...
You work here in
someone,
embassy.
No. Someone was coming to interview me here. That's... I'm very happy... That occurs, and that's just what we've been waiting for almost 2 hours to happen. I'm not prepared to leave my apartment at almost 11:10. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Very happy if you want to stay here. You can stand by the door. I need to sleep. He told me specifically someone would be coming here to talk to me. I'm sorry he lied.
We have no mobile psychiatrist.
emergency. Okay, well, that's not my fault. That's what he told me.
You are coming one way or another.
Again, that's a threat. That is a threat. He's now threatening me.
I told you.
This man is now threatening me. He's now threatening me.
Uzeli smo mu putovnicu, valjda čeka sud, nije mu sud gotovo, ne može nazad. Zvao je tu neku ženu, valjda, pa ne znam kako oni kažu, postaje za to iz veleposlanstva. Rekao je da će ubit se.
To je ženi.
Da. Sad ga ona zove već zadnjih 2 sata cijelo vrijeme, on se ne javlja.
I to ti je tak.
Ne, će njih da slušao.
To je bio Avis na kraju. Prema komu?
Ne. Bio je prema njoj, ali sam ja što
je
isto je
tako. Mislim da je ženo mrzac.
On je, on mrzi sam sebe.
I ne, pa i sve uče stana.
Ne, izlazi je van. Mi tamo pričamo sa...
Sa
kak se zove? Vrag za stan.
Portakon.
Ma ne, lik što je glavni u zgradi.
Dobro.
S njim pričamo i on tamo ne izlazi, on kaže to je taj. Tamo upravo je tu vani hodao.
Kako da se došli u stan onda nutra?
A hoće sjest, neće na kiši biti, ajde rekao, boli me moj, ne moram nijem biti na kiši.
Tu ovo vidjet ću.
Bolje mi je.
Adrian, hvala.
Ajde unutra sjela tu i čekamo 2,5 sata.
Pa smo objasni da bi trebao ići na pregled. Pa
rekao sam, neće, on hoće da njemu psihijatar dođe vam.
Tako držao nismo da do doktor dolazi u kuću.
17.
Rekao sam da ima izbor, znači hoće bez listice, ili s listicama ići.
Nemam što više pričati.
Par puta mi se unosio u facu, rekao neću aj praviti uporavu, rekao da se to mirno riječi.
Biće ali... biće problema, mislim, naravno. Neće vam se dugo na tebe.
Šta priči englesko?
Šta?
Englesko.
Da. Mogu mi ja reći ako hoćeš. Još jednom.
A on je poslao SMS toj ženi?
Ma ništa s njom, neće da se javi, ona ga je zvala jedno 50 puta.
I rekao sam od čega smo došli.
Ha? To je, zna sve.
A dokument ima kako?
Nema, ništa, uzeli smo u Dubrovniku putovnicu. Policija mu uzela. Ali tu čeka neki sud, sad i već.
Evo, on je bio osuđen za nešto pa se ga pustili iz neku jamčevinu, tako je navodno neka priča, da je u Dubrovniku.
E, na tebi ga van.
Ma je, ali nekako je bolje na uvod, znaš. Neću dok ako ne napadne,
samo nam
je
ono što je.
Ne da, ona se uporabu sad.
Ovdje.
Ali očito ne ide, jebi ga.
Evo će joj stana su
ovdje. Sve sam pokušao.
Dobro, šta je to apartman? Šta je to tu?
Da, to je neki apartman.
Ne znam, apartman. Pa kada ćemo ključe vidjeti.
Ključe mi su na
neprozoru. Ono nas uče ne. Gdje bi se napuraći? Ma, da.
Nema puno natezanja.
I razgovor.
Nemaš jedan neki demiru, ne li si?
Mislim David.
Nek ide ko čovjek ako može i to je to, da si ne stvara neugodnosti bilo kakve.
David, you have to go with us.
So this officer told me that someone, let me finish. This officer told me that someone was coming here, happy to see someone here. He lied. I've been waiting here for almost 1.5 hours. He lied. So I don't trust you, I'm sorry. Well, he shouldn't have told me then, should he? He should not have told me. Well, he shouldn't have told me that. I was very happy to wait to see someone here. I'm tired. I need to go to bed. Well, he shouldn't have said it then. You shouldn't say something if you don't know it's the truth. He should never have said that. Okay, but that's not what he said. He said someone would be coming here to determine whether I should leave. Happy for that to occur. Happy, this is my apartment. I'm tired. I need to sleep. He lied.
You are going anywhere.
And listen to him now.
You have two choices.
Listen to him.
With handcuffs or without.
See, the calm down. Calm down. Go home to your mother's cunt. Go back to your mother's cunt.
Do you want handcuffs?
No, I want the truth. You told me someone was coming here. Someone was coming here to speak to me. I don't trust you. You told me someone was coming here to speak to me. You were lied. You lied. You lied to me. I don't trust you.
I don't care.
Well, I don't care. I'm telling you.
So handcuffs.
You lied to me. For what? What have I done wrong? For what are you handcuffing me? For you lying? You lied. You should never lie to people.
Okay.
I don't want to go to hospital.
Yes.
I want to go to bed. I don't want to go to hospital. What do I want to go to hospital for?
Okay.
I just want to sleep. I want to sleep. I have no intention to go to hospital.
You are going to hospital anyways.
I was told someone would come here, happy to wait. He's been here in my room here for almost 2 hours. All right, so for someone to speak to, happy to speak to, get on the phone.
Okay.
He lied. I'm not going, no.
No, right.
Not voluntarily.
No,
no. Okay. No, I'm fine.
Let's go.
I'm fine. He lied. He lied. He told me someone would come here, happy to speak to someone here. I want to go to bed, it's late. Look.
Come on, let's go. No.
For what?
Let's go to hospital.
For what's he doing this for?
I know. Let's go. Let's go to hospital.
Handcuffs or without?
He told me that someone would be coming here to talk to me.
Handcuffs?
Look at him now.
Or no?
Look at him now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable behavior.
Let's go. Come on.
Let's go without that. Without it.
He lied.
No. He didn't lie. He didn't know.
Well, then he lied. He shouldn't say something he didn't know was true.
If I know, I will tell you.
We are here to help you.
And I didn't know you.
You're not helping me at the moment. I want to go to bed.
No.
Yes. It's time.
We are here to help.
When will this psychiatrist be available? I can come to see him.
No.
Give me a time.
It isn't a mobile psychiatrist. A psychiatrist is in the hospital.
Well, now?
Now. All night long in the hospital.
What? So that person will see me right now, when I go there.
No. Mobile psychiatrist.
Yes,
I'm not talking to you. You're nonsense. You're filth. Please. Quiet. Just quiet. Will this guy see me now when I go there?
Yes.
I'm not waiting any longer.
No.
Do you promise?
Yes. If some patients are before you,
there's COVID going around. Why would I want to go to a hospital?
There's no other.
There's COVID going around.
You will be the first.
Obviously, there's no others. Of course, there will be. There's no other. Why would I want to go to a hospital in these COVID times?
In this town,
I have no inoculation.
Many people have help of psychiatrists, many people.
It's not usual where I come from.
Not only you.
Well, it's not usual for me at all.
Please, let's go. Take your coat or jacket or something and we go.
I want to sleep now. It's bedtime.
Okay.
Why can't I go in the morning? Why don't you come back in the morning and I'll go with you then? What's wrong with that? It's this stupid hour. Come at 11:15 tomorrow.
Please go.
It's tired. I'm tired. I wonder, why would I go now at 11:15 at night?
Yes, I know.
Hey?
Let's go.
So what did you say?
Let's go. Because
what's wrong with tomorrow morning?
Now.
Why can't we wait till tomorrow morning?
Now.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, what are we doing here?
I
come back at 11:15 and I will go with you then. I want to go to bed now. I'm tired.
Please, let's go.
We are also tired.
But why can't I sleep? Well, let's go. We'll all go to bed then.
Please put your mask. You have to. Please. And go with us.
Why would I go with you at 11:15 at night?
Because there's a psychiatrist is waiting for you in the hospital.
Right, I am tired.
To talk with him. I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired.
I don't know. Could you piss off? You can go anywhere near
stand
me.
Up, then stand up, please, and let's go.
I'm not going anywhere. Is he coming?
No, I'm not.
Right, well, bugger off then.
I'm not.
Right, go away. At last, okay. Person, I don't want you to be here anymore. Yeah, never, ever come back.
Please stand up and take your coat or jacket, please.
I told you couldn't come in here. Get out. Get out. Get out. I told you. Get out. You've never had permission to come in here. You know that.
Fuck.
It's
11:20
at night.
Why? Oh, yes, we know.
We work night
shift.
Don't you, Fox? Don't you start getting mouthy as well, Nippy? No funny about this at all. Got it?
Listen me. Listen me.
No. Piss off. Patricia, don't you tell me to go anywhere. Get out of my apartment now. Get out of my apartment, then I will go. Get out.
No.
Get out. Fuck off out first. You have no idea who you're dealing with. Now get out of my apartment. I'm not... You're not staying here. No, you go first. Get out of my apartment. Get out of my apartment. Told you to get out of my apartment. What are you doing now?
With us.
I will. Just get out of the apartment. Get out of the apartment.
Let's go.
Go.
Let's
go. Go.
Mr. Go!
Go. Oh, don't you touch me. Do not touch me. You just touch me. You just touch me. You just touch me. You just touch me. You just
listen
touched me.
Me. Listen me.
You
stand
just
up.
Touched me.
Stand up.
You just touched me.
Stand up.
You just touched me. You're stand in up. Big trouble. What is your name? What is
stand
your
up.
Name? What is your name?
Stand up.
What is your name? I am stood up.
Stand up. Go. I'm.
What is your name?
I'm a
what?
Inuma. Go.
You just touched me. You just touched me. Get off me! Unbelievable. Please get that bag. I need that bag. This bag. I need that bag.
ключ немає, мамо.
Keys are in the pockets by the door on the right hand side.
Okay. Вон дає. Pocket. Це другий. А ви діловий. Which one?
On the right, minus that one, yes.
That one.
The middle of the bag. I'll put those keys in the bag, please. I've got the keys in the bag.
Okay.
Kina kava u
ovaču. Ja sam napisala njegovu pesmu.
be saucy. She's telling them.
Thank you. Znam da me Miller ugo, ovaj, kako možeš, kak možeš me tu obiteljska na 2-4, što ja znam, pogodi me Bog. Svaki put, i danas mu govorim, kad sam bio kod njega, negdje oko 2 sam bio kod njega, i govorim mu, Bog te možda na 3, tako da sam neko biće neko sredi. Ne imaš jedino vjerovat, znači. Ja na polodboru...
Ti
upo,
treba perovići
sad. Šta? Treba perovići. Treba perovići, kad sam budala.
Ja sam
pogledam, gledam u glavu, nema prilike.
Dobro,
zašto
nije osjetio
This is what, let go of me and I'll go. Let go of me and I'll walk. I do not need you to do that.
Then walk.
Unbelievable. Undo the door then.
You need to wait for the unlock from inside.
So what was the purpose of doing that?
Because you just want. Do you have masks?
No.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't able to take it from my house. My house.
You had a choice. I don't care. I told you.
Clearly?
Yes. Clearly, you had a choice.
Zapravo možete imati otvoriti.
Either, like,
no, 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 no
wind up with it.
By handcuffs. I was beaten before I even got here. This is an amazing way to go to the hospital. Now I'm under cufflinks. Astonishing. This will all be reported. Trust me. This is the weirdest way to go to the hospital. I'm handcuffed and I was beaten.
Please speak you slower. Because we are not native speakers, we are strangers in English.
Okay, these guys beat me and then they arrested me to take me to hospital.
Yes.
This is very, very unusual behavior.
Why they take you to hospital?
Why are they have they handcuffed me? Why did they beat me? Why did they beat me?
What did you do?
Exactly, nothing. I wanted to go to bed in my own apartment. They beat me, handcuffed me. And then took me here against my will.
They said that you call somebody in UK embassy and that you will kill yourself.
No.
It's not true.
No. Absolutely not.
And where is the mistake in this all this story?
That's absolutely not true. There's no mistake. I'm here against my will, have been here for 265 days for doing nothing.
Okay, and why you are here in Croatia against your will, I don't know how.
Well, read the newspapers.
Yes, I read them.
Fine, just read it, there's plenty there.
What happened? Will you tell me?
Read it, just read. Read RTL, Petraja, read the National, read all the newspapers. It's all there, very clear.
About you,
yes.
But I'm not reading newspaper.
It's a long story.
Okay,
I'm here against my will.
Believe what happened?
I can show you a news clip. It's all there. 3 minutes.
Did you call somebody that you will take?
Absolutely not. No.
No. Did you have before some contacts with psychiatry?
Absolutely, never in my entire life, no. I don't intend to start it.
Okay.
All I know is I've been beaten and handcuffed and taken to the hospital. That will now be in the newspapers in England and in Croatia.
Okay.
I don't know. What are you saying? Can you translate it? He's talking about me. Can you translate it, please? It's not fair. He can be saying anything. He can be saying anything. to be saying anything.
He said that they didn't beat you.
So what's, look at my head. What's that then, if that's not being beaten? Look at my head.
Very good head.
I can't show you, can I?
Please tell me, forehead.
My top right hand part of my head. It was smashed against the wall. Mm-hmm. Look. Yeah, when they threw me to the ground.
Yes.
This is the way you take people to hospital in this country? This will, every last thing will be reported. Can you see there's a bruise now? There's a very fresh bruise. Unbelievable behavior. This will be discussed in my parliament this week.
Okay.
I promise you, it is regularly discussed, my case.
Okay, and will you tell me, where is the person who helped you in UK embassy? And
no one's helped me in the embassy. That's half the problem. No one is. Can you take this off, please? Can you tell them to take this off?
We will. Very uncomfortable. Just wait.
What are we waiting for? I'm here now. What are we waiting for?
I haven't any keys for
this. No, this guy.
This guy has his orders, and I'm not his
chief. Who ordered him?
Please, will you tell me what happened, and then we'll take you, this from your arms. I will ask them. What happened today that you called UK embassy?
I didn't call the UK embassy.
And how they came in your apartment in Zagreb?
He did. What are you talking about? I came into my apartment, they followed me.
Why they followed you?
But you asked them, these guys.
This is something...
They followed me tonight into my apartment.
Did they follow you before?
I don't know. You ask them. I have no idea.
I ask you.
Not that I know of. I have no idea.
Why they follow you?
Ask them. These are the people here.
Okay, I ask you. I ask you.
So what's the question? They came into my apartment,
why
yes.
Why they follow you?
Because it was raining outside, so we came indoors.
But why? You must have done something.
You tell me that they're here. Why are you asking me? They're here.
We want to hear your side of the story, you know?
Well, then, I went to go for a walk, but they were waiting for me and wouldn't let me go for a walk. We came to my apartment because it was raining, and then they had four armed police officers, and then eventually two ambulance drivers, after he told that someone was going to come to see me at my apartment. But he lied. And now I'm here, against my will, as usual, and I'm in handcuffs to come to hospital.
Okay, why they follow you?
I don't know. You asked them. I don't know. I didn't ask them to follow
you. What do you think?
I have no idea. I did not ask them to. You must ask them.
What's he saying?
No idea what he's saying.
He's talking. Please, I can't speak on two levels.
Does he translate?
I'm not a professional translator. He's talking about a lady from the UK embassy.
Mobitel koji navodno, sad ne znam, on iz konzulata, ako sam ja dobro vidio broj, a
veze s konzulata. Njemu je govorio da je on kriv što ništa nismo napravili u ovih ne znam koliko.
Da, mi se nama prijeti sad tu sa njihovim saborom. Neću govorim riječi koje nisu međunarodne.
Da.
Da. Evo, sad ćemo to riješiti.
Može.
Budemo probali opet, to mora dobiti papir.
Ajde.
I'll have to measure your temperature, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Did you have a temperature in the last 2 weeks?
No.
Did you cough?
No.
Okay. Did you have COVID-19?
No.
Did you take shots?
No, because I'm not at home. I'm supposed to, but I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you. Unbelievable. Astonishing.
Siete.
Proszę tam.
ja sam tako bila gladna. Ja sam gladna prije 5 sati. Prije što sam došla u smjenu sam bila gladna. 6 kad sam se vozila.
Bio sam 12.
Bio gladan?
Ja?
Bio gladan.
12 sam ja.
Aha.
Da, pojel. Jedan bagan, nešto malo riže.
I zbog ovdje danas ćemo smršati 5 kila.
Čekam pola 10, 9 i 15. Pođem kilo. Aha. Da me zoveš u pola 9. Razmišljam kako je jesti. Jedan još mi ti pisalo na ranu. Ej, možeš li tiš nešto kupiti jesti? Kako ti pi, ja na intervenciji. Kad ne javi kad završiš.
Tako
mi se javim u 4 ujutro. O, ja ne znam, ovaj pak je jedan osnovno. Ako je.
Ona je Megiš dolje, ne radi se. Do ponoći, ali?
Do ponoći.
Jebno,
ja ću pojeli. Čekaj,
jes
kolače. U gore, možda nešto. U koliko sati došlo pitno?
Onda kad sam ujavio. Da, kad je to bilo? Čekaj, ja sam zvala šefa smjene da mi vidi njegove podatke.
I to se kasnije bilo?
Da. U 23.08 sam je zvala. A znači ona je tad pisala.
I've got a headache and I need to have a wee.
Okay.
Could you please ask the gentleman to
jump in his handcuffs? You will have to stay. You will have to stay in the hospital.
For what?
You will have to stay.
We will observe you and relax.
Okay, I can't relax the handcuffs on.
We will take them off.
Right. We'll get them off right now.
And we will see your head.
Right.
And we will give you.
Medical support and everything.
For
a headache and everything, okay?
It's better to stay with us than...
To go with them.
Go where with them? Go where with them?
Can you please come with me?
Thank you.
odnosno taj se počet.
Thank you. Čekaj, čekaj,
jebo.
Čukica
će tu.
Čukica. Čukica. Svašta to nešto. Ima vođe.
Ovo je neš Google, on je nekakav šviždač poznati tu kao od nas.
A odnijela sam je ovaj da mi pod što bi nego ona prešla, kužiš? Ha.
Ja mu se velje, doktorica, mislim. Pa to će će moće, sam je rekla. Mislim, nije nikoga, nije do lemu. Sad mi recite im terapiju da ga dečki slače. Ja,
kako mi da se zove, ne? Taylor, Jonathan, nešto. Iz Southamptona.
Jel?
Jel, kad ne pričaš, znaš kaj, nema se sjetiti riječi, onak, mi ću se kojiti.
Užas.
Ali treba popit lijekove. Treba popit lijekove, dala mu je 50, to je, pardon, 25 prazina, jebote. 25 prazina, ja sam dala 50. I 10 apaurina je rekla, a ako neće popit, kao, neće da mi to muskularno.
10.
Bez H. A kaj je napravio, Edi?
On je u Dubrovniku nekakav show napravio
dole. Da, rasjeko nogu.
Da, to kad su ga kao pokušali savladat, ne. I onda je došao tu u Zagreb iz Dubrovnika, kad je platio dole jamčevinu. I onda je tu neki show napravio, zvao ambasadu, pičke materine, svašta nešto.
Još kaže neko, policajac, pa nismo bili dobri prema njom, samo smo ga oborili na pod, ali kao, trebao da više dobiti.
Kaj
mi kao na što nam kolega liči, kao ono što je on dobro prošao.
Hoćete da ga mi ga ne pušta. Ja ga nisi udarao na kuponje i bok jebem ti mater. Koji kad sam gledao
one
prajke malo noževima, tipa Zagreba. Mi smo se borili s njim, burat u nogicu i...
Nemo kaj.
Dovi džorno, jebem, nemo kaj pričat jebem ti mater.
Ništa to.
Ovo, ovo iz procesa...
Ovo nadobudno, kaj bi popio to
gledao? Daj zabrije.
Kako je nadobudno?
Strašno. Mislim, kao ja puštam, ajde, ok.
Kaj li na ruci odmah?
Ne znam, ali drži u ruci ili me popio?
Ovo je
zidna
ženica,
boga. Ovo je zidna ženica. Pa znaj lako.
Ovo je jebo ti boga. Čekaj, koja je treća hitna? Kaj vam je
oči? Nemam pojma.
Gdje sam što? Ništa sam probravila.
Ništa to. Injekcija ili?
Injekcija. Evo, ćemo onda popravo.
Ovo
ćemo da.
Čekaj, čekaj.
Come on, please.
I don't believe it. Please.
Adriana, gdje na vuci i gledamo dalje, ok. Kaj mu se sad natravali, to jebate. Ajde, pokušaš.
Ovo je jebate.
Ovo
je jebate. Ovo je jebate.
Ovo je jebate.
To znam, ali ova treća pomoć.
Onda već tamo upisuje, a doktorica tam s njima priča, tako da ništa ne znam.
Please,
jesi good guy.
Good guy. Ne možemo tako raditi. Ne možemo tako raditi. Gospodin je lila kategorija, ne možemo tako raditi. Pogotovo bez rukavica. Ja bih ne volio da se više to ponavlja.
Kad ti rekao stavio čudnu grupu, rekao.
Da! Gledam, kaj je to? Ako nisam niš gledao tražio da me ne znači u pičku.
Daj mi video pokaži.
Jebate.
Video nekakav. Taylor moj. Si izbrisao ono kje sam ti poslao ovaj video. Prekrasno. Odrata
si. Odrata si jebate
to. Pa išlo tebe i Maxa onaj dan.
Ja poslao Maxa kod Maxa i ovo je za tebe.
Čekaj glavu mogu, ne. Mi to.
Znači kao Draška gore.
Isus, nije. A daj
me, nemoj. Ja to...
Ma nemoj.
Nemoj to tako biti. To je neki...
Kaj mi je otpa rekao?
Ovo je
lako bože, lako bože,
ma daj me, mi je jeba to. Kao strlja si ovak prstiti, daj me, daj me.
Ništa ne.
Paša je, ne, paša. Dobro je, dobro je. Ovo je to, kuj ti da. Rekao, Max, ovo sti je, evo, gluma ne jedan, ovom
pijem. Uvredi se ga.
Da, kao, nemam ja toliko glavu, ne.
Gle, ovu terapiju, mislim, oprosti, ja to da jako dugo nisam imala, znači, diazepam, ne, prazina od 25, ne mogu
rovati,
ne mogu rovati, prazina od 25, 1 do 2, plus 3 pp.
Jesam udala 100?
Pa nisam udala 100,
kad mi je rekao da imam bol,
bez papira mi je rekao da sam bar videla haldoda da bi mu to bolo.
A ima je haldoda?
Čku mater.
Adriana, me jebe o mater, pić, pa nemoj tak delat.
Gde ti je kurac? Pišaj tu tam nekako.
Pa ne mogu mi rovati.
Pišaj. Pišuj.
Ja sam mislila, kuša, valjda postoji neki razlog za
kim se igrava. Ne, pa ne vremo tako djela, moraš normalno sedat.
Svemo dajmo daj.
Ovako nam dodam pozdrav.
Čekaj, naoč, ovo je sam jedin.
Ne, mi su tvoje. Sad sve na njemu.
A nisu tvoje.
Ja mislim da boš mi nešto. Evo. Koji kurec?
Ovo je bila, pogledaj za...
Gore nama neku babu, baba suicid, ali kao predozirala se, gore nam poslala i baba se nema disk krevet. Kaj je ona suicid, ona bok ti jebo mater.
Ovo je eksterna baterija.
Ovo je četko mater.
Užas. Znači jedan s drugim mater.
Tako i ovo malo, da.
Malo isto ide gore.